All right, JB Trios, we're going live again. We got another friend of ours with the front nine, Mr. George Martinez. All right, we got the ancient warrior here. What do you think about George down there?
I don't know. George, man, he could pull a woodman's heat.
Woodman's heat. That's usually what Chris says.
First ball or second ball?
You hear these guys?
Yeah, he's going to have a solid 10 pin on his solid next shot.
Next first ball? I said second shot.
I say his first shot.
Oh, my God. These guys. Can you believe they're betting on him missing?
How much are we betting?
Huh?
$5.
All right. I'm in that he goes all three.
No.
All three?
I'm going all three. I got faith in George.
If he gets a solid 10 pin, you owe me $5. If he ends up getting a strike and then
leave, you owe me $5.
Right.
But if he doesn't, he goes all the way, you owe him $5.
Right. You owe me $5.
But it has to be that scenario.
Yes.
If he gets an 8, no good.
Oh, all these conditions. All right, he's about to go up. So, how you bowling down there, Mr. Woodmansey?
208, 209.
What the hell's that? You guys winning?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
We're at 20 after game two. 20 points. And we took 10-10.
What did I pick? I don't think I picked you guys.
Nope. I was the only one who voted for my team to win.
Every what about now you? And then.
Are y'all winning?
Yeah, we're doing good. We're doing good. We won the first game. All right, here it is. First ball. George is throwing it. There it is. Solid.
All right.
Solid.
I'm out.
All right. Mark's down. Mark is out. On Ken Voren Day.
I'm about to get $10. I'm about to get $10.
I'm about to get $10. I have faith in George.
I'm just trying to say something right now.
Yeah.
You better not say anything.
Yeah, just go.
Fouled. You fouled. Uh-oh, nobody's bowling around him. That's going to hurt. I think it's going to make
it quiet. Yeah,
no music or anything.
Quiet.
Uh-oh, good ball again. Wow, solid.
No.
Did you say he messed up or he makes
no, I said all three. I said all three.
He gets nine.
We all lose. But that ain't going to happen. I got a feeling I just won 10 bucks.
Well, it ain't going to be no one. Nah, he won't get a woodman. Get that kid screaming a little higher.
He's cheering too soon.
We got Chris Saunders and Tina over here. Here we go. Hush silence.
There break goes it! Break it!
$299, a little high. He left a four pin. Nobody wins. George, what happened?
Thank you, man.
Nice game.
Thank you.
Hey, actually, we're live. So, how do you feel? What happened in that last one?
Just pulled it. Just a little bit, not much, but I was hoping it'd hold. But
it looked good. All three were solid. Just a hair high.
Yes. But they were all there. Next.
Yeah? They were. Great game.
Thanks.
You should did better than Neil last week.
Oh, yeah. You did a little bit better than Neil.
My fellow Americans, but first, yo, George, my main man. I got to give you mad props for dropping that $299 on the lanes like it's hot in JB Trios last Tuesday. That's some straight-up balling faux shizzle. My brother keeps laying those pins like a boss. Because, you know, you got that game on lock, player.
Let me tell you, folks, Sleepy Joe ain't just blowing smoke. For once, he's speaking the realness. George's game on the lanes was smoother than Yoo-Hoo, rolling that 299 like it was nothing. That's some straight-up mastery right there, no doubt about it.
Welcome to JB Trio Podcast, Season 7, Episode 13. I'm Lee McDonald Jr.
Chris, the comeback kid, Woodmansey.
Mark, the ancient warrior merchant. Gilbert Peterson, TBD nickname.
Executive producer. And joining us tonight as guests is Mr. Greg Carlton. How are you doing, Greg?
I'm doing well tonight. How are you, everybody, doing?
My teammate. We're all doing great. I wanted to ask, I don't know, am I messing up your name? Is it Carlton or Charlton?
Charlton.
Charlton, but, okay. There is this.
But theme. I answer to anything. It's always a lot nicer than what they call me at home, so.
There you go. Yeah, they call me McDonald or MacDonald, or I get all kinds of combinations, but I just want to make sure I'm doing it right. Thanks for joining us tonight, Greg. Appreciate having you on.
No problem.
All right. So, how was everybody's weekend? What did everybody do this weekend?
Nothing much. Yard work for me.
I sat around my butt and watched the Masters.
Yeah, I know what Chris did Saturday. And he had a poker tournament.
No, I wasn't with you.
Oh, no, no, yeah. We weren't together at all, were we?
No.
I was playing by myself, and then yes. I guess I beat myself.
Yep, you did. You beat off yourself.
That is until if you go on Facebook and see the proof of what happened on Saturday night when we had our little mini tournament. We had a little bit of fun.
Yeah, we did. It was great. I love
for those that haven't seen it. I took first place in our tournament against Chris. Heads up.
Mm-hmm. Out of 14 players, you took first. I took second.
You but did.
How much did you take home?
We took the equal amount because I offered to split it with you. But we finished out the match to see
and
who
you
is
did win.
The official champ.
Yes.
And you like you, win. You were champ on Thursday night when we did poker at Old Hag's. Uh-huh. But somebody had to get revenge on Saturday night.
Ah, the river saved you. You went all in. You only had 100,000 left.
It did. We had our tournament, and Chris was ahead in chips. And I said, F this, and I'm changing my style up and started making some more daring moves. I went all in, and Chris called, and he had me beat. He had a pair of fours. I had a pair of twos. And two more cards came out, and on the last card, I hit two pair. I hit another pair. And I barely edged out Chris. I doubled up, and we were about equal in chips and played a few more pots. I beat his butt in those pots. And then finally it came down to the last pot. I had, what was it, A7?
A7. I had A3.
And you had an A3. And you didn't even have a pair, though.
Nope.
That's the tournament. It was a lot of fun. But
we're doing another one next Thursday. We start a whole new poker league next Thursday. So if y'all wish to join. It's going to be Thursday nights at 7 o'clock to 9:30 sharp. And then once we get down to the final table, it will be played on a Saturday for all the money, for all the money that's been acquired through the 5 weeks. It'll be $10 a week, total $50 again. So $50 pay out the whole league. And yeah.
How many weeks do you think it'll be?
It'll be 5 weeks again because we're doing the duo poker. We're going to beta test it. We're going to see how it runs. Then the next league after that will be a 10-week league of either singles or duos, depending on which one we like.
Now, did you say it starts next Thursday or
next Thursday? Yes, yeah, next Thursday.
Of course, you know what next Thursday is.
The draft day.
The draft night, yeah. So it might be a bit tough for people to come out that night.
We'll be watching at the house.
I got two questions. One, who's manning the bank?
I am.
And we don't have a treasurer as Chris.
Okay.
He's the president / treasurer.
And then two, can you advance if you don't play the first night?
No, if you don't play the first night, you automatically take the 1 point. You automatically take 1 point.
Well, I figure you could pay the $50 and when you don't play the first night, you advance.
No, everyone advances every week. It's just we go by a point system. So if
it's
you're
a
not
lot
there,
like how we do in
points.
Our bowling league. Whoever wins or gets the most chips gets the most points. So you win points just like you do in bowling.
And you have to win points if you're there. So if you're not there, you automatically take 1 point, just one.
So, but in any case, we'll talk about that a little bit later on. We also got our big bracket to discuss. We're down to the final two. And then I think what Mark was hitting around is we've got Chris's bracket. The first week has officially started. Let's go over that after one of our favorite segments, the fastest 3 minutes in bowling. All right. First pair is Rick Connors' pair, Team 6 against Team 13, BD in the pocket. This was supposed to be a great match of the night. Ended up being a bludgeoning. George bowled a 299. Congrats to George.
They bowled green and won 44 out of 48. BD in the pocket took a big loss, and that one hurt them immensely. They were fighting for first. Before last week, they were in second, and they were going to probably overtake first had they won, but they lost, and they lost big. Next pair is Wicked Trio, which is team three. They fought my team, mine and Greg and Peyton. Greg, they kicked our ass again. They've been in a bit of a slump, and then they faced us, and then they got out of the slump. We started out with a good first game, me and Greg and Peyton, but me and Peyton were too much to carry, and Greg bowled good the second and third game, and we choked it away to them, though, so they beat us 30 out of 48. All right, and the next pair, Team 9, that's Slate's Rockheads against Team 12, the men in the 10-pin, and it was kiss your sister all over the place. But advantage, men in the 10-pin, 26 out of 48. They bowled a lot better than they had been, especially. Actually, they only had two out of three bowlers there, and it was Cody that pulled them out. So Cody bowled pretty good that week. Kudos to Cody. So they won 26 out of 48, beating a tough team. Next pair is Pin High, Team 8. That is Gino and his wife with Craig. We invited Craig's dad down. Actually, it was Mark that did that. And it was against Mark's team that Craig faced. They were hoping by inviting Craig's dad Ken down to maybe distract him a bit, but it didn't work all the way through. It did work enough to where they took the point. I'm just kidding. They invited Ken out as sort of a fun thing for Craig, and they all got together and had a lot of fun. We made an announcement. He's kind of a legacy of the league, Ken is. So it was nice to have him there. But it was just enough for Mark's team to edge him out 26 out of 48. So they want to kiss your sister night. Next pair is Team 7. That is the S team, the first place team. They bowled Chris's team against Put Your Thumb in Timmy. But it was the S team that barely edged out a victory 27 out of 48. They beat Chris, not by a lot, but just enough. And the next pair is Team 2, OG against Team 11, Ricky's team, Ricky and the two Mikes. Team OG is still riding high. They won 40 out of 48 with Darren this time. He has been killing it last two or three weeks. Patrick's still solid, but Darren really has enjoyed using that new ball that Mark gave him. He's still on the roll. Bowling good. He's even in the big bracket finals, which we'll talk about in a minute. So kudos to OG. And the last pair, Team 14, almost empty nest against Team 4, blaming on the alcohol. Well, we all thought almost empty nest was going to be the team to pick, but I think everybody took a loss, if I'm not mistaken.
Nope.
Because blaming on the alcohol kicked some ass, and they took names. They won 40 out of 48, so they're off the schneid. They're back on the winning side of things, so keep it up. And standings-wise, S-Team still in first, 369. Slate's Rockheads is barely behind them, 361. OG making a big push. They're at 352. Slate sloppy seconds at 350 in fourth. Three Fingers Deep making a push at 346. BD in the pocket falling down the sixth place. They're at 337. Blaming on the alcohol, making a slight push at 332. Pin High at 322, falling to eighth. Almost Empty Nest falling to ninth place at 312. Who You Calling a Pinhead at 308. Men in the 10 Pin at 290. Put Your Thumb in Timmy. Chris's team at 282. They are in 12th. Wicked Trios at 254. Don't want to rip them off any points. They're in 13th place. And pulling up the rear, 14th place. Ricky and the two Mikes at 201. Well, there you have it, gentlemen. What's everybody think?
Pretty tight for five weeks left.
Yeah.
Yep.
This I agree. Probably at least.
No one's running away with it this time.
Very true. I forgot who won the first half. I legitimately forgot who won.
They're one of the best teams in the league.
Oh yeah. Wait a minute. Is that you, Mark?
Yeah. One of the best teams in the league.
Yeah. Oh, liar. I forgot you guys liar. Won.
Liar.
One of the best. So, not the best.
Yeah.
So no wonder you guys have been trying extra hard to take both halves to be the grand champion, which was a while.
That would be nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, y'all got this week coming up. Y'all got Team 14 almost empty nest. It's going to be a tough one.
Yep. It's going to be 3-on-6.
Well, how much handicap?
They're going to get like 214.
Wow. Yeah, it is 2-on-6. Well, I think you guys, I don't know. Ron seems to have broken out of his slump. I think he had, what, a 650 last week?
Yeah, I'm in a slump.
Yeah, what's been going on with that? I noticed your scores have been a little bit lower.
Yeah, just day by day, he gets older.
Probably slightly better than Peyton last week.
Yeah? Oh, my God. Wow.
Yeah.
Slightly Greg, better I think, than Peyton. What would you say was wrong with Peyton last week?
I think Peyton's biggest problem was that he showed up.
Oh, shit. I'd say so. What was the series?
It had to be around a 420 something.
Yeah, I don't think he broke.
He didn't make the bracket. He didn't make my bracket.
Well, no. I mean, he wouldn't make even if he was like a Division C bowler because it was like.
Yeah.
I've never seen him struggle like that since he was in youth league.
Yeah.
He would have needed all of Empty Ness's handicap to have gotten by in any bracket.
600.
Barely make it.
I want to say it's the Neil Brady factor, maybe.
Oh, he was
right. I will tell you, Neil
on that side. That's right.
Neil didn't bowl that well either.
He didn't. I bet you he's shocked he won.
He shot like a 5-something.
595. Right? Me and him shot the same. He shot a 595 series.
Wow. So I guess 595 is considered a not good series.
Not for Neil.
But yeah, so while we're on that subject, here is our narration of the big bracket.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the culmination of the JB Trio's March Madness, Big Bracket Eliminator. After weeks of intense competition, nail-biting strikes, and breathtaking spares, we are now down to the final two bowlers. In one corner, we have Neil Rockjaw Brady, a seasoned veteran with a career filled with accolades and triumphs, known for his precision and composure under pressure. And in the other corner, a rising star, Darren McHenry, a force to be reckoned with, whose relentless determination has propelled him through to the finals while leaving a trail of challenges in his wake. Let's all prepare for tonight, because history will be made, the match is set, the tension will be palpable. So sit back and witness as we crown the ultimate champion of the JB Trio's March Madness Big Bracket Eliminator.
So that was Morgan Freeman. He's given us the results of the big bracket. Who's got the results? Mark,
let me give you the scores. Neil Brady was facing Peyton Estes. Neil Brady advances 625 to 474.
Wow. 474.
Even with handicap, he can't break 500.
Well, that's with handicap. Yep.
Without handicap, it was what, 420?
Something like that, yeah.
Was he getting high or something? I don't know. Yeah. He probably could have been bowled better.
Yeah. And then on the on the other side, we had Darren McHenry versus Anna Marie Davis. And Darren takes it 716 to 605.
I think that was our championship round right there. Whoever won that round is going to be champion. I just got that feeling.
That's tough.
So it'll be Neil versus Darren.
That will be. All 40.
Go, Darren, go.
Bowlers.
Go, Darren, go.
We had 41 bowlers enter the big bracket here for March Madness. And now it's down to two. Darren McHenry against Neil Brady, one of our regulars, against a brand new bowler. And he's literally a brand new bowler. His first league he's ever bowled. He started the league averaging under 100. And he's worked his way up to 115, but here's of late, he's been averaging about 150. And Mark gave him a new bowling ball, and he's been killing it. He has just been on fire, and he's got a natural hook to the ball, and
it looks like he's like practicing every day. I don't know if he is.
Yeah.
But he's been practicing a lot from what I hear.
Yeah. I've seen him down there practicing. So he's taking the game serious.
He really is. He is my projected winner. Neil's going to give him a tough time. He's the best bowler in the league, literally and figuratively. So, but it's going to be a great match.
And this is all for a keychain.
Actually, it's worth $100 for first and $25 for second. So.
Dang.
But you can sell it for something that's more valuable and get a keychain.
And I've seen how much a ball for you, you know, drilled for you and all of that with the kids. I've seen how much of a difference that can make. And I'm telling you, I think Darren can keep that up through the rest of the season because he's putting the effort into it. He's throwing the ball great, and he's got a ball drilled for him, and he's just ripping it right now.
Any tournament bowlers that are interested in tournaments next year, nationals or anything, ask Darren McHenry to bowl. He's going to literally finish out at about 120 average, but he will be easily in the 160s, 170s next year.
Oh, yes. Yeah, with his handicap being so high.
Oh, my God. You will be cashing out left and right. Put him in brackets. He'll piss everybody off because he's going to – you put him in 20 brackets, he's going to win 19 of them.
He might. Yeah, I put him in one bracket last week, and he got me $30.
No way. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's right. You did do that. I forgot about that.
Yeah. Yep. And it's crazy because whatever you do, don't bowl with Chris because it's the complete opposite.
What? No, you bowl with me, you expect the best. You get the best.
You'd be throwing your money away in the Nationals.
No, you get the best when you bowl with the best.
You earned your name back. You're called the comeback kid again on your intro.
Oh, yeah. I'm back in game. I'm back in game now.
See how much of a bullet Darren dodged with not having Chris join the team?
No, they would have been in first place by now. If I would have joined that team when I said, they would have been in first place by now.
Oh, he would have been back to averaging 75.
Nope. He would have been like averaging about $1.50 right now.
Oh, my gosh. That's right. I didn't think about that. That could have happened. That could have been put your thumb in OG. All right, so that is the result of the March Madness bracket. So how is the scratch bracket going, Chris? That good.
I think I'm ready to state the people who are in it.
You are or not?
I'm ready.
Okay, so here we go. So we said it was 14 that entered.
Yes.
We're taking the top eight. And let's hear the top eight.
So we're going to start from the first to the least.
Okay.
So person who made it without any questions asked, it is going by George Martinez, Ron Reynolds, Jobert, Fred, Lee McDonald.
Hey.
Neil Brady.
All right, that's six.
Chris Woodmansey.
What?
Yep.
That's seven. Who made the cut? Who was the cut?
Now, this is the conservative topic that we were talking about. Now, uh-oh, we had three blind bowlers. We had Ricky, Sean, and Garrett. But Garrett had some, which was a girl, which bowled a 367 scratch series that subbed for him. But if you were to take Garrett's blind score, he will be an eighth technically. But after talking with people and wanting to keep the peace and wanting to keep this going on as a friendly match and keep everyone interested and wanting to keep on doing this, we are going to take an active bowler who was in third of the eighth place, which is going to be Jared. A 534 series. Jared.
Okay. I actually like that idea, and I'll tell you why. Only because the guys that weren't here, this is not a contract written in blood. The guys that weren't here, we should, in my opinion, we should refund them the money, let them get their money back.
Well, the three people weren't here, they haven't even paid yet.
All right, so I wouldn't even ask them for the money. I would just say, all right, we'll take the 11 that we have paid or should pay, and then we'll take the top eight out of that 11, and then we'll have the bracket start next week. It's my opinion on it, but it's up to you guys. Whatever you guys vote.
For me, the audio's, and I'm sorry, but the audio's been cutting out for me quite a bit. So,
sorry about that.
Yeah, I didn't catch a lot of what was going on.
Chris, oh. did you catch it when we said that you were out?
Yeah, no, I didn't catch my name whether I was in or out. But
oh, really?
You were the third one in.
You were third, the third one.
Third in. Yeah, yeah. Third one in. I think a 6-12.
That was third from the bottom.
I think a 6-12 series, considering the devastation and the melee that was happening last week. I think that was.
No, it was George Martinez, Ron Reynolds, and then Joe Bear with the three highest.
Yes. Nice. Yes,
of course.
So that's Joe Bear, we had three people. We had 14 originally, but three of them were no-shows.
Yeah.
And they also did not pay. So it's our opinion that we just dropped them from the bracket, not even collect the money from them, and just have it be 11 in the bracket. And then after the first round, we'll just advance 8.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, because we don't want to send the black helicopters to their house to get them.
We'll send Rocco and Rocco.
Rocco and Moose. Well,
if we're not taking their money, we still have 1, 2, 3 players who haven't paid yet that did bowl, and they're not in. So,
yeah, well, if we took 11 and they committed, I think we should at least get the money from everybody that committed.
Yeah.
And we're here.
So with that being said, Jared takes the final spot with a 534. I just want to state that 534.
Okay. I think that's the right thing to do.
A 534 series.
That's the way it should be, really. If I don't think you can really advance somebody who didn't bowl.
Yep.
And it's probably the best thing to do.
I'm okay with it.
Me too.
It seems most fair.
With that being said, we're going to do the shuffle, find out who's going against who.
Oh, you've already got cards to people?
No, yeah. I mean, it does it for this software does it for me, remember?
Oh, okay. Right, oh, you ready? Got software.
We have me. The first bracket is me versus Ron Reynolds. Oh, that's a good one. This is a good one. No. This one, I'm about to say it's a good one. Joe Bear versus George Martinez.
Oh, wow.
That's a good one.
That's all right. I've already been there with him first.
Yeah, he already beat him once.
Redemption, though, for Georgie right here.
No, he's blown his load last week.
Oh, my God.
What a load.
Jared versus...
By the way, kudos out to George.
Please. Yes.
Remember?
$299.
Don't forget that.
Oh, we mentioned it once. We'll mention it many more times.
Yeah. Jared versus Neil Brady.
All right.
And then Fred versus Lee.
The Civil War.
Oh, right, me and Fred. Nice.
Neil. Uh-huh. Neil, it's a North and South thing going on right there.
It's like, it sounds like all the best bowlers except Lee is entered in this tournament. So I'm happy to be amongst all
these.
I mean,
you have an easy day. You could literally take off tomorrow and still win.
Yeah, exactly.
Fred, I don't know. Fred's Fred.
No, Fred's a tough bowler. He shot 600 last week. He's out of his slump, so I'm worried.
I figure Ryan will have it wrapped up after 2.
No.
He could give Chris a 60-pin lead and still win, remember?
I'm going to give Ron his money. I'm gonna give a little chase for Ron. A little battle.
Mm-hmm. All right. So there's the bracket results. Those are who's facing who. So we're entering round 2. It's in the bracket phase now. We're down to the final 8. The Elite 8, and we'll see what happens next week. Now, for this next segment, it's a very special segment. It's something we're going to start new, maybe once in a blue moon. But this is Greg Charlton's The State of the Union at Louisville Lanes. So he's going to give us the State of the Union address, how he feels the alleys and the conditions are. And just he's going to take a segment to talk to you about the bowling alley. So, Greg, take it away.
So, welcome to Louisville Lanes, where it is a typical bolero house. You get lanes breaking down constantly. You get inconsistent shots, but somehow you overcome it and still bowl good on occasion. I know in the early league, Brian Bimmerman and Gil, you were part of that too, got to bowl their set on a single lane because the other lane was broken down and there's no one to move it to. That kind of seems suboptimal to me for a league night, but that is what you get. And otherwise, boy, the closer you get to the small end of the house, the less back end you get. The closer you get to the big end of the house, you get more back ends, but nothing in the heads. So finding the right ball combination that's not going to give you over-under is by the time our league rolls around, it's very difficult. It is one of the lowest, if not the lowest, averaging house in the area. It sounds like it's the lowest one for Bolero in the area.
I think you're talking the Metroplex.
Right, in the Metroplex. Basically in North Texas, yes. Or North Central Texas. So, yeah, it's definitely a challenge. So the good thing about it is if you go into tournaments, if you go into any of the Denton County tournaments and they use your Louisville average, then you have maybe a little leg up on people. If they use a composite, well, it really helps drag your composite down because it's certainly done that for me. But, yeah, I tend to wonder, these lanes are less than a year old, yet they play so differently, consistently play differently, which would lead one to think that there is something wonky with the machine, but they tell me it's in good order, so I guess we have to believe that, right?
Yeah.
We have to, yes.
Yeah, so that's kind of the state of our lanes as of now. We'll see what surprises they have in store for us tomorrow night when we go to Bolt.
And there you have it, the State of the Union by Greg Charlton. Let me state that these views do not equal an opinion of the JB Trios. This is simply a fellow bowler stating the views of other bowlers. So there's our disclosure. They may not equal the same views as the JB Trio podcast.
And they may not equal the same views as the commenter in a week.
Yeah, this may be our last podcast because we might get shut down for being sued. But just on a serious note, though, for the bowling alley, it has been a struggle as far as keeping lanes going. And because they do have full house leagues, I think every night at 6, the early shift league, they have a tough time finishing from lane breakdowns and such. This is common for a lot of bowling alleys, but we just wanted to express our opinions and let the alley know that they could do a little bit better. It's a struggle because they're in a corporation setting, so they don't exactly get as many man hours as they should and try to get the lanes operating at 100%. But we know they try, and hopefully this, by expressing this, will say, hey, you know what? We just need to get our opinions of our bowlers, and if that's how they feel, well, we're going to work on that. We're going to do better. So let's not get angry at this. Let's just say, hey, we don't know if it's bad unless if our bowlers tell us. That's the whole meaning of this.
My gripe is, look, I mean, when you're bowling and the lanes are tough, both teams are bowling on the same pair. So I don't really discount the fact that, you know, it's a tough shot here, a tough shot there. Mm-hmm. But what gets me is it's like the certain lanes are always breaking down. There's some fans that don't work on a number of lanes that just never get fixed.
Like, and how about, most importantly, the foul lights never work.
Yeah. I mean, that was working. They're always on.
Yeah. Oh, of course, Chris would say that.
It's just,
hey, you know what, Chris? Your wife fouls a lot. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So she bowled next to us the other day.
Uh-huh.
And I was watching Camilla a couple of times, and she fouled on both of them.
What?
She did. You better tell her something.
Yep.
No way.
You better tell her something. She's learning from you. It's what it is.
Hey, she learns from the best.
I don't foul. See, exactly. You admitted it.
Reset.
No, we're not deleting that. That is staying in. It's on
you
tape.
Listen to me, programmer. Reset.
Oh, man.
Yeah, do you see some of the ball, you know, some of the balls when they come back, they're black from the belt, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then have you ever been on one of those lanes where – your ball shoots out of the ball, you know, like a rocket.
Wow, that's on lane 30.
I love it.
I mean, if you're not careful, you get your hand jacked off.
It'd be looking like Roy Munson from Kingpin with the hook.
Oh, man, that's a sad.
And again, these are not negativity towards the alley. It's just that.
No, it is.
We love AMF Louisville. None, all five of us, I think, would admit that we would not be bowling there if
we had a bowling alley next to it.
Yeah, if there was another bowling alley, yeah, maybe we'd probably go there. But
100%.
But we do go to AMF Louisville because we enjoy the camaraderie.
Yeah, it's the only one close.
I love the people. I love everybody there. I love the employees that work there. Everybody's great.
A lot of old people. It's just
that I wish that certain things would be a little bit different is all.
Yeah, we'd get them to stay open a little later.
Oh, yeah, until 2. Like until 2.
Because we love to stay there so much. We love it. We love the place. We love our place. We just wish certain things would change. Stay open a little bit later. Maybe getting us started closer to 9 o'clock would be great because we're sick of waiting for that first lead to get done. But a lot of their delays are because of the lane breakdowns and things of that sort. All right, there you have it. We're going to fill up a whole hour if we just talk about that. So we got to cut it off.
And here we go with another episode of Beat Mark's Picks. First place last week was Gilbert Peterson.
Whoa!
His analytics must have worked.
No, just like baseball analytics. No.
I have thrown analytics out the window. I'm going with my butt feeling.
Strictly due to feelings. Strictly due to feelings.
Yeah. Due to feelings.
He went 5 wins, 2 losses.
Wow. What a week.
So second place was a dead tie between myself and Chris.
No.
Yes, sir.
4 wins, suck it, Lee. 3 losses.
Suck it.
Oh, crap.
And then Lee holding up the rear, 3 wins, 4 losses.
Oh, okay. At least it was only 1 loss to you guys and not 2.
That's all
no. But Lee, you're 53-50. Myself and Chris are 51-52, so we're 2 back of you.
Yes.
And our guest combination is 48 wins, 34 losses.
Wow.
Yeah, our guests have done really well.
Yes, they have. They do better than the hosts.
Yeah, they do.
All right, so we got to go back and count Gilbert's his own. I think we can make that retroactive. What do you say, Gilbert? Do you want to test it and see how overall?
No. I'll be way behind you guys.
We could do by winning percentage.
Oh, yeah, okay. All right, that's fair.
So let's see what his winning percentage is, Mark, next week.
Yeah, I think I just figured it out. It's like 363.
Oh, wow.
No, it's
I'm only kidding.
Oh, my God. Not right.
First pair, Mark's pair, Team 5, Slate Sloppy Seconds against Team 14, Almost Empty Nets. Actually, Mark, what's the spread on this?
It's 214, and I think 214 pins a game, and I think Gil was just going to pass and not bet this one and not pick this one.
I was going to do some sloppy seconds.
They're
under the gun, and they've got to win some points to catch us. So I think
I'm on that with you, Gilbert. I'm going to pick sloppy seconds. Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, it is actually Mark's team is ahead of them.
Yeah, so
I am sticking with my normal better team, better standing teams.
Yeah, boring.
Hey, I don't know.
You got to pick Mark. And it's Mark's team. You can't say anybody else's name.
I got Ron's team.
Kyle's team.
That too.
Yeah, PBS Kyle's team.
Where he was the MVP.
Yeah, PBS Kyle's team.
I'm going to take Slates.
Wow, unanimous. We're all on Slates.
Yeah.
That's the perfect kibosh for Almost Emptiness to win.
Although I will have to ask, how is Kyle not averaging 210 if he's constantly carrying that team?
I don't know.
Why is he not
insane? But he probably will be at 200 soon. But all right, next pair, we got Team 4, Blame It on the Alcohol, against Team 2, OG, the Resurgence OG, the third place OG. What's the spread on this, Mark?
This is 101 pins.
All right, now, nothing against blaming on the alcohol, and I'm definitely picking the better team in this, the better standing team in OG, but this is probably going to be one of the easiest picks because
I got OG.
We'll take on any team in the league and win right now.
I said it first.
I'm going to go with blaming on the alcohol.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, nice.
Well, I took the alcohol last week.
And you got drunk.
I got drunk on a victory with them by taking.
He did.
That's a shocker.
I think Fred's going to. He's in the frack and he's got something to bowl for. And I think these guys are on the resurgence.
Yeah, he's out of his slump, doing good.
I think.
What do you think, Greg?
Somebody woke a sleeping giant with that guy.
I think they did. You're right.
As far as we know, Garrett, Fred are going to be there, and James, right?
Yes.
Yeah. That's Garrett had car trouble last week. That's
He would have been there, but car trouble got him.
Okay. Gosh, I do like the way Darren's been bowling lately. So consistent.
He's got to deal with the Neil factor this week. Look what happened to Peyton last week.
Yep, true.
I thought only Chris had that.
I'll go with blame it on the alcohol.
Hey, all right, good pick. So we got 2 and 3, I think. All right, next pair, Ricky's team. Team 11, Ricky and the two mics against Chris's team. What's the spread on this one?
41 pens.
41 that Chris's team's getting?
Yeah. No, 41 pens to Ricky and the two mics.
Well, Chris's team is ahead of them in the standing, so I've got to go with Chris's team.
Oh, my God.
I got my team.
Wow, I can't believe you did it. What do you think, Greg?
I'll go with the two mics.
Oh, wow.
Oh. Fuck you.
Get off this freaking
Probably a good pick. Probably.
No, it's not. It's a horrible pick.
All right, Joe Bear.
I think Chris and Camilla.
Yeah, go with your butt.
I think they have Ricky's number and the two mics number for some reason.
Oh.
I think Ricky only bowls well when he bowls against us, but everybody else, he just. No, I'm kidding. I'll take Chris King.
Good choice.
Yeah. But with me, if the foul lights were on, I would go with Ricky and the two mics, but I'm believing they are not going to be on, so I'll take Camilla's team.
You're so funny.
That's Chris and Camilla using the foul lights.
Yep.
All right. Next pair, Team 7, the first place team against Three Fingers Deep. My opinion, the best match of the night. What is the spread on this?
103.
Wow. Oh, my God. Wow. This may be the first time I am going against my theory. Because of George's 299 last week, and Rick has been bowling good the last couple weeks. He's been practicing again on Mondays. There was a time where he took a lot of time off, and he had to work his way back up. Well, I think he's done it. So I am going with Three Fingers Deep on this.
Wow, what?
Yep, I did it.
Oh, that's a shocker.
What are you doing?
I got the S team.
Your proteges.
Yeah,
I love picking them too, but it's one of those weeks. I just got a feeling that Three Fingers Deep.
Yeah, I'll
All
tell
right,
you.
Mark, what do you got?
I'm going to take Three Fingers Deep, but this is going to be a real close match.
It really is.
It really will be.
KYS.
Yeah.
Oh, kiss your sister. Wow.
Hey. Yeah. I almost went KYS here too. It's going to be that close. But
we almost had two of them last week.
Yeah.
Yep.
So actually, three of them.
You know, I was thinking about going with the KYS, but I think Three Fingers is going to squeak it out.
Me too. I think it's going to be a good match. All right.
They may only get 26, but I think they'll squeak it out.
Yes, sir. Oh. Exactly. I don't know what the hell was that. All right, next pair we've got Team 8, Pin High against Slate's Rockhead.
Ooh.
Chris's nemesis. He hates Jill Bear's team. All right, what's the spread on this, Mark?
182.
Ooh,
three against four. I guess.
I think Slate's on this one.
Yeah, it's hard to go against Slate's. They are currently ahead of them in the standings. I'm going to have to go back to my I'm going to have to go back to it. So, Slate's Rockheads, they're in the
same. And all three of them are bowling in the bracket, in Chris's bracket. So
very true.
They're all going to be out. Bowl good.
Yep.
Yeah, right, I got Slate's.
Oh, Chris, you got Slate's too?
Yeah. Okay.
This is going to be another close one, you know what I mean? I think I am going to take Slate's in a tight one.
Oh.
KYS? Are you saying KYS?
No, he's not saying that. Gilbert?
Pick the team that's higher in the state. That'd be Slate's.
Oh, wow. So we got a unanimous again. So good luck to you guys, Gilbert. And so you know how that goes sometimes.
Nope, I don't.
Well, we'll find out. All right, next pair, my pair, which is me and Greg and Peyton against Team 12, the men in the 10 pin. What's the spread here?
28 pins.
Oh, man, I was hoping for more. Oh, wait, no, we're not getting it, are we? That's the other team.
No.
Right.
That's the
other team.
Wait, who are you going against?
The men in the 10 pin.
Fuck.
And they bowled good last week, even though they had one missing. And
they did.
What do you think, Gilbert?
I'm going to go with men in the 10 pin.
That's a smart pick there. Worst pair coming off our worst series ever as a team.
I think 29 and 30, you can't average anything over a 2-0 on that pair. I'm going to go with the men in the 10 pin.
All right, Mark, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm going to go with your team, Lee, here. I'm thinking Peyton's going to redeem himself now that he's knocked out of the
– he probably will.
Now that he's knocked out of everything.
What lane are y'all on? What lane? 29
and 30. Joe Burr said it's the worst pair in the house.
It is.
Yeah.
It is the worst pair in the house.
So what you got?
On our end.
Fuck.
I was wondering when I was going to come
up.
This could be the whole year on the line if you get this pick wrong.
I got Lee's team.
Wow, he did it. Well, I would normally have to say whatever team is higher in the standings, which is my team and Greg's team, but...
Ride it in, Lee.
I'm going to have to stick with it. I'm picking our team. I hope Greg says the same, but let's see. Greg?
Oh, that's tough. I think Peyton will come back.
Hope so.
He's normally down 2 weeks in a row. I just think you and I are kind of suspect for tomorrow, me especially. I had a good week last week. I bowled good last week, but that normally means I've got to give it all back the following week. So
no.
And the podcast curse.
Oh, Chris, why'd you say anything? Into effect unless somebody says something.
Oh, now it did.
What the hell? Why?
Well, I had to.
Jesus. You got to break it.
I am going to go with our team just to show faith and solidarity with my teammates. I like the other team. I like those guys. They're all good bowlers, but I'm going to support my team.
I totally and wholeheartedly agree.
And this is why your team is going to lose.
You always say that, Chris. All right, last pair. BD in the pocket.
Big D.
Against Wicked Trio. I'm 31 and 32. What's the spread, Mark?
61 pins.
And I'm assuming that's Wicked Trio getting that.
It is. And I'm going to take BD in the pocket on this one.
Well, Amanda's... chicken wing was in full effect last week and they kicked our butts. And Brian did not bowl good at all. He had a night like Peyton had, like 450 something. So that leads me to think they might be in a slump, but they are ahead in the standings.
Oh no.
So I'm gonna have to do it. I've got to stick to my analytics.
Say it.
My analytics. I have
what's your butt feeling?
Have to go in. BD in the pocket.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I think we're going to hear a lot of
what the fuck,
and that's usually a good thing for Brian.
It can be. They were singing last couple weeks. They've been singing and quoting Top Gun quotes. So maybe they'll keep that up.
Yeah. All right. So it's you and me so far with BD in the pocket
on that end pair.
Yep.
Probably regret this, but I'm going to go with the Wicked Trio.
Oh, that's still a good choice because Larry, you never know when he's going to crank out that 780. All right. Gilbert, did you make a pick?
No, not yet.
All right.
And
he's still looking through his analytic computer.
No, he's moving his butt around.
Oh, the butt pick.
That you choose and make your picks based on analytics, that's like saying fake, you know, that's fake news.
It is fake news.
Fake analytics that you got going there.
Trump couldn't have said it better himself.
Yeah. I'm going to go BD in the pocket because I'm going to hear, what the fuck? A lot.
Hey, that sounds just like him.
Yeah.
Oh, we got to encourage that. They were almost going to sing that Top Gun song. That who's that band that sang that slow song in the middle when he sang it to the girl? I forget the song.
You lost that love and feeling?
Yeah, yeah. They were singing that last week.
Hey, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got BD. Fuck.
Oh, man. Hmm. Wow. That means I think you picked every single pick of my picks.
That's horrible.
Yeah, I think you did.
Everyone but one.
Oh, wow. What one is that?
He took the S team, and you took Three Fingers Deep. That's the only difference.
That's the pair that I really got to watch. So come on, Rick.
That's the difference.
Make sure you guys kick some ass. Come on, Rick. You can do it, buddy. Not that I'm against Tina or Chris or Diego. I love those guys, but come on, Rick. You got to pull through, man.
Yeah, and George, if you're listening, just lay on back. Let Rick take care of business.
Exactly. All three of y'all, Paige as well, shoot 600.
Yeah, because that's who I'll be bowling in the scratch brackets.
So I hope nobody complains that we're making collusion. We're encouraging other teams to win. So
yeah.
I hope that doesn't happen.
George,
you just kick up your feet. Your job's done. You did your last week.
All right. And those are the picks. Real quick, just want to go over Bowler of the Week. Bowlers of the Week was Darren McHenry. Mentioned it in the podcast how great he's been bowling. He bowled 89 pins over his average. With kudos to Greg Charlton, 72 over, and Rick Connor, 56 over. Mrs. Tina Clay, 64 over her average. She took Bowler of the Week for the ladies. Tina Saunders and Nancy Davis, also kudo mentions. And high average. Neil Brady still leading the pack, but he dropped a 207, leaving the door open for some guys. Garrett Williams in second at 205. And one of our podcast hosts, not named Chris, Gilbert Peterson at 204 is in third.
Oh, wow. So
Chris has not made the top.
Am I in fourth?
Well, you're at 203 still. Peyton dropped to 201. That's how bad he bowled. So you're...
Well, Ron Reynolds.
You're in fifth. Ron Reynolds is in fourth.
So I still have time. I can still make it.
You better.
Gilbert is going to shoot like a 560.
So. What, are you going to speak it into existence?
Yep.
All right. And
that sounds pretty good for the first two.
And Camilla Woodman Z is their ladies' leading average at 169. Amanda's at 145, and Nancy Davis 133. Cody's leading the most improved men by 2 pins now, 17 pins.
Oh, that's the most improved sandbagger. Let's get it straight.
Most improved sandbagger for the ladies. Tina Saunders, 22 pins over her average, is bowling excellent. Now for the MVP controversial race, Gino Clay is our new leader. He's at 155. He won all his points, and Kyle is now in second place. He lost all but one. So now is at 153. He's 2 points behind Gino. Gino, you are our MVP leading candidate so far.
Ooh, Gino.
Hang on to the lead. We've only got about 4 or 5 weeks left.
How did he win all of his points against last week?
Kyle is so – I bet Kyle is like furious right now.
Yeah, who did Gino beat last week?
Well, look at man. Gino gave me $20.
Gino gave you $20 for him to bowl good?
He gave me $20 to lose all four of them.
Okay.
What a payoff.
I had to get my scratch entry fee back.
Oh, man. He did. And just think, he could have done it for free.
And George Martinez is clinging to third. He's at 144, but he won some points last week, but he lost some too. So not the best week for George, but he's bound to make a comeback. So far, it's a dogfight between Kyle and Gino. For the ladies, still a dominant week for Tina. She's at 147. The next closest ladies are Mom Nancy at 113, tied with Anna Marie Davis, also at 113. But, yeah, interesting MVP race we got going on there. All right, that wraps it up. We are done. Thank you guys for coming on tonight. Thank you, Greg, for guesting tonight. We appreciate you, bud.
Yes, thank you, guys.
Thank you very much.
Oh, very welcome.
Joe Bear,
always fun.
Back, please.
Okay. No, he's going to be our executive producer, so we have to have a producer on now.
Oh, boy.
To make it an official podcast, so.
Send you my contract.
Yes, we will accept it with voluntary service specifically written at the top.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in again and listening to our rant of a podcast of JP Trio Series. Thank you, our guests, Greg and Joe Bear. Please do not come back again.
Okay.
We say this almost every week, but you're still here. And I think that's why our ratings are still down.
I know. It's not the case. We're at 30 a week, which you're way up.
My ham radio going. I just.
Gosh. Those old people radios. God, tune in next week as you see that the comeback kid is still going strong and in the top three and still in the scratch bracket, and Joe Bear is no longer in it. So kudos to George Martinez for future winning of being Joe Bear. Congratulations. If you do not come back, you will be like Jared, bowling a 534.
Or if you don't come back, you'll be like Chris, losing a poker tournament.
I was going to say, I fucking hate you.
All right, guys. And again, if you have any questions about the poker tournament, text me or Chris, and we'll talk to you about it. It is the poker league, and we also have cash games on the side on Saturdays. But right. If you like poker, talk to us. All right, guys. Everyone have a good night. We'll see y'all tomorrow.
All right. Good night.
You too.
Good night.
Bye.